Moving on to our next story, the Palestinian resistance group Hamas is warning that an intifada can be renewed any time there's an escalation of aggression by Israel. The group's spokesman, Sami Abu Zuhri, says that Tel Aviv will regret its action against Palestinians. Earlier, another senior Hamas official warned of a third intifada against Israel over its recent crackdown. The warnings come as Tel Aviv continues its search and arrest operations in the West Bank to find three missing Israeli settlers. Over 300 Palestinians have been detained over the past 10 days. Israeli authorities accuse Hamas of being behind the disappearance of the settlers. The group has denied any involvement, promising to repel Israel's crackdown within days. Mr. Hani Al-Bassous, professor with the Islamic University of Gaza, is with us now live from Gaza. Mr. Bassous, thank you very much for being with us. First of all, do you think that there is a major threat to Israel by a third intifada, that it could actually happen?
Well, I think based on the situation we can witness on a daily basis in the West Bank, where the Israeli army have arrested hundreds of Palestinian people, this ongoing abduction of the Palestinian population in the West Bank and the blockade on the Gaza Strip and the daily airstrikes on the Gaza Strip, and talking about the silence of the international community, I think nothing has been left for the Palestinian people except of having a new Palestinian intifada. Establishing this fact, I think, is not something new. We had an intifada in 1987 and in 2000, and those intifadas and those uprisings were against the occupation and its own policy. Now we witness an escalation on the Israeli arbitration policy against the Palestinian people in the West Bank, in Jerusalem, in the Gaza Strip. This offense is an ongoing offense. It does not stop. So this is why Hamas is calling for a new Palestinian uprising, intifada. It's not only Hamas. I think most Palestinian political factions in Palestine are calling for such an intifada to stop the Israeli illegal activities and to stop the Israeli aggression against the Palestinian people.
Right. And, you know, since the issue of the three Israelis and the manhunt taking place, a lot of observers were saying that this is threatening the unity government and the reconciliation between Fatah and Hamas. Do you agree that that is certainly now under threat?
Of course it is. We had division in Palestine between the political parties for 7 years. And when we had the Palestinian Unity Government, which was established only a few weeks ago, the occupation forces do not want, the Zionist entity do not want any unity in Palestine. They do not want to see Hamas and Fatah and Islamic Jihad united against the occupation forces. So they are using the pretext now that Israeli settlers have been kidnapped in the West Bank to jeopardize any Palestinian efforts towards unity. They want to stop the unity. They want to divide the Palestinian society. The occupation, the Zionist occupation forces in Palestine, want to divide the Palestinian community and the Palestinian political system. They want to end the Palestinian existence, and they want to prolong the occupation. They want to keep the occupation as long as they can. But this would not happen as long as the Palestinian people standing in their own land. This would not happen as long as the Palestinian political and military factions still standing, resisting the occupation. So the situation has been tense and the situation is difficult. But I believe that Palestinian people would come up and stand against the occupation, because nothing has left for the Palestinian people except the agony and except the clashes against the occupation. Life has been difficult for people under occupation, and I believe people will stand against the occupation as long as it takes, as long as it costs the Palestinian people. They will stand against the occupation.
Professor Hani Al-Bassous with the Islamic University of Gaza there. Thank you very much.